שלום, נפתח את השיעור שלנו היום.
Hello, we will open today's lesson with the writings of Bash. We will be reading the article Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Part 1. You can send us questions live on kab.tv and you can find our texts on kabbalahmedia.info.
All of the essays that were written by Kabbalists, they wrote them in order for us to rise from the level of the beast, where this is how we think in our whole world, to the level of Adam, of men, so that we would resemble the Creator, meaning think like the Creator, perform actions like the Creator, everything towards bestow and love of others, compared to our level, which is towards love and thinking about oneself. So here, in this essay also, make for yourself a rab and buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably, this only relates to our attitude to the Creator, because there is nothing else in the world but the Creator. The fact that He is hiding behind all kinds of images, all kinds of actions, all kinds of whatever we feel, that as if the world is full of all kinds of things. All in all, it is all, it's in order for us to find our right attitude to Him in a full manner. By this, we correct ourselves, because there is none else besides Him is a condition that exists. It is a fact, the only fact that exists in reality. And all of the abundance of incidents that we go through, and those images and characters that still vegetative, animate, and speaking, it is also that behind it we will discover the Creator that includes all of these forms, and we need this whole environment here and in the upper worlds also, only in order to build a right attitude towards Him and see only Him, filling up the world. So, let's continue then.
So again, we will be reading the article Make for Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend, Part 1, by the Rabash. In the Mishnah, Avot 1, Yeshua ben Parchia says, quote, Make for yourself a Rav, buy yourself a friend, and judge every person favorably, end quote. We see that there are three things here. One, make for yourself a rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably. This means that besides making for himself a rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. In other words, engaging in love of friends is not enough. Additionally, he should be considerate towards every person and judge them favorably. We must understand the difference in wording between make, buy, and favorably. Making is a practical thing. This means that there is no mind involved there, only action. In other words, even if one does not agree with the thing he wishes to do, but on the contrary, the mind makes him see that it is not a worthwhile deed, and this is called doing, meaning sheer force with no brains, since it is against his reason. Accordingly, we should interpret in relation to the work that the fact that one needs to assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven, that is called an act, It is like putting the yoke on an ox so it can plow the ground. Although the ox does not wish to take this work on itself, we force it nonetheless. Similarly, with the kingdom of heaven, we should also force and enslave ourselves, because it is the Creator's commandment, without any rhyme or reason. This is so because man must accept the kingdom of heaven, not because the body feels that some benefit will come to it as a result, but in order to give contentment to the Creator. But how can the body agree to it? This is the reason why the work must be above reason. It is called make for yourself a love, since there should be the kingdom of heaven because, quote, he is great and ruling, end quote. It is written in the Zohar, quote, fear is the most important for man to fear the upper one because he is great and ruling, the essence and the root for all the worlds, and all are of no consequence compared to him. Thus one should fear the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand, and his greatness is seen by his actions, and he rules over everything, because all the worlds that he created, both upper and lower ones, are regarded as nothing compared to him, for they add nothing to his essence, end quote. Therefore, the order of the work is for one to begin with make for yourself a love and take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above logic and above reason. This is called doing, meaning action only, despite the body's disapproval. Afterwards, buy yourself a friend. Buying is just as when a person wishes to buy something, he must let go of something that he has already acquired. He gives what he's had for some time, and in return purchases a new object. It is similar with the work of God. For one to achieve adhesion with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, as in, quote, as he is merciful, so you be merciful, end quote, he must concede many things that he has in order to buy bonding with the Creator. This is the meaning of buy yourself a friend. Before a person makes for himself a rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven, how can he buy himself a friend, meaning to bond with the rav? After all, he has no rav yet. Only after he has made for himself a rav is there a point in demanding that the body make concessions to buy the bonding that he wishes to give contentment to the Creator. Moreover, we should understand that he has the strength to observe, buy yourself a friend, to the same extent as the greatness of the love. This is so because he is willing to make concessions so as to bond with the Rav to the very same extent that he feels the importance of the Rav, since then he understands that obtaining adhesion with the Creator is worth any effort It turns out that if one sees that he cannot overcome the body because he thinks that he is not strong enough and was born with a weak character, it is not so. The reason is that he is not feeling the greatness of the Rav. In other words, he still does not have the importance of the kingdom of heaven. So he has no strength to overcome for something that is not very important. However, for an important thing, anyone can concede important things that he loves and receive what he needs. For example, if a person is very tired and goes to sleep at around 11 p.m., if he is awakened at 3 in the morning, of course he will say that he has no energy to get up to study because he is very tired. And if he feels a little weakness or has a slight fever, the body will certainly have no power to rise at the time when he's accustomed to rising. But if a person is very tired, feeling sick, and went to sleep at midnight, but is awakened at 1 in the morning and told, there is a fire in the yard, it's about to come into your room, quick, get up, and you'll save your life in return for the effort you are making, then he will not make any excuses about being tired, mindless, sick. Rather, even if he is very sick, he will make every effort to save his life. Evidently, because he will obtain an important thing, the body has the energy to do what it can to get what he wants. Therefore, while working on Make for Yourself a Rav, a person believes that it is, quote, for they are our lives and the length of our days, end quote, to the extent that he feels that this is his life, the body has enough strength to overcome all the obstacles. As is written in the allegory. For this reason, in all of man's work, in studying or in praying, he should focus all his work on obtaining the greatness and importance of the Rav. Much work and many prayers should be made on that alone. In the words of the Zohar, this is called raising divinity, raising the Shekhinah from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is lowered to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, or divinity, is, quote, lowered to the very bottom, end quote, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. This means that we should pray that we will regard the kingdom of heaven as important and that it will be worthwhile exerting for it and raising it to its importance.
So far? Because it is just a part of the article. Well, didn't we read it yesterday?
We read a part.
Well, a part. Okay, so I guess we have only one question from Petach Tikva 22. Petach Tikva 22, please.
On one hand, it sounds like we need to increase the importance of the Creator and also that it needs to be above reason, but it's not exactly clear what it means to feel the importance of the Creator. Do you feel it as a cause? As he writes that this is the cause from which the worlds cascaded. So what exactly is the greatness of the Creator that one feels?
All of our work is actually to discover and to determine that there is none else besides Him. There is none else besides Him. That is a fact, because besides the Creator, nothing exists. And if we can speak about the created beings are something that exists, and it exists only in order to determine the uniqueness of the upper force. In order to determine the uniqueness of the upper force, we as created beings must determine it in the opposite manner, since the Creator Himself is concealed, and we depict to ourselves the image of the Creator in all kinds of imaginary forms, that I exist in a world full of events, I exist in a society full of friends, all kinds of strangers, etc. And with all of the disturbances that I go through from the world, those that are closer or farther away, and in general throughout life and inside of myself, out of my body and from the outside, I need to determine that all of these things come only from a single source, from the upper force, from my Creator. This is why He is called Creator. Bore. On the one hand, if I receive anything, I receive it only from Him. He is the only source for whatever is happening. He is the only source for everything that is happening to me and also the world as it seems to me. He rules everything. And whatever is happening, whatever I feel, it is all in order to aim me to discover the Creator as the only source and the source of good. And this actually is all of our work. Because we need to reach it with the quality of bestowal, then we're given all kinds of disturbances, obstructions. And these disturbances are because we feel and see by ourselves that there are so many sources of influence over us, nature, the still vegetative and animate people, the speaking level in all kinds of forms who influence me. And I must attribute all of these influences to the Creator, one by one, all the time. And each moment in my life, even though I cope with my life on the corporeal domain, on my spiritual domain, which I build, I must also arrange all of the sources of my bestowal to be one above me, constantly think about Him, and imagine that everything is coming from Him. This way I reach a state where this whole world, meaning everything that I feel in my five beastly corporeal senses, I see in those things only a foundation from which onward I will reach determining that it is all spirituality and only the Creator is the reason, the cause for me, is also the goal, since I need to discover that this is how it is. This work is called work above reason, meaning above all of the disturbances that I feel from this world, from my life, from myself, and from the environment. And I attribute all of this to the Creator as well, so that I, as well as my environment, it all disappears in Him.
Holland.
He writes here, Rabash writes here, that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise divinity from the dust. So the prayer is not the spiritual action. He writes before every spiritual action. So what is exactly the spiritual action? Can you explain that?
התפילה הרוחנית
the spiritual prayer, spiritual action, is that I will be able to receive from the Creator a force, so that I will understand and think and feel and detect that everything comes from Him, even though I'm receiving opposite forms to each other at once, one for, one against, and yet I ascribe all of these to Him.
Kiev.
Да, здравствуйте, любимый Рав. Вот есть два состояния.
Hello, dear Rav. There are two states. One is when we, the friends, connect together in the ten. There we try to feel the Creator. And there are all the external influences we talked about which act upon the person and upon the friends. So how, with respect to those external actions, how to ascribe it to the Creator?
Well, this is what you should try to do, to relate everything to a single source, single root, that He determines everything. But the most important is the ten, nevertheless. If we converge in our work to the ten, then you can say that roughly it covers everything. It covers everything. Because here you are working with all of your kelim. In the end, you must reach a state where everything comes from the Creator, and He is the one relating to the ten. I recommend to focus only on the ten. All of the rest, whatever is happening to us from the outside, well, first of all, well, it will come later, and you will see how it all falls into place. All of the external world is also included in the ten. Gradually, we will discover that. Baltia number one.
The problem is in making the distinction between faith above reason. What is the advantage of that?
Faith is how I relate to the Creator, and it should be above whatever seems to me with my mind and emotion. What I feel, what I understand now as a person, this is called within reason. I need to reach an attitude to the Creator and the dvekut, adhesion, such a connection with the Creator, in spite of whatever I feel in my mind and emotion, meaning as a person, as a human being, above it, and in spite of it. This is my work. And here, by this, we acquire the force of faith. It is in contrast to our reason, and it gives me the possibility to understand, to feel what is the level of importance, the level of thinking, the level of sensation of the Creator, that what He thinks and understands and feels is the opposite of the person. We will reach that. We have to enter it gradually, and each day it becomes worse than yesterday because they keep increasing our will to receive, making it greater. What yesterday seems to be clear, as if I had some grip on faith above reason, at least sometimes today disappears, and I no longer know what I'm even saying, talking about. In this way, day by day, we try we try to somehow have more of a grip on this concept of faith above reason until it happens. Anyone who has more of a reason is more cruel, more egoistic, that it is more difficult for him to reach faith above reason. He has a higher soul, heavier soul. It is heavier now, and through this heaviness, through this coarseness, he can actually reach the higher degrees in his soul, in his grip on the Creator. However, it requires more time and more persistence. This is how it works. Italy, number four.
Buongiorno, Rav. Rav, io volevo chiederti, scusami che ti faccio questa domanda, ma un concetto così difficile...
I wanted to ask, excuse me for asking this question, but it's such a difficult concept. How did you manage to get to faith above reason? Because you're also a person who didn't easily just believe these things, and a person who... Can you give us this gift and explain it to us?
It is very difficult. It is work that you do until the end of life. Because until you attain full adhesion with the Creator, you don't let go of it. This is our work. Each time on top of your ego that is built for that purpose, you go and climb on the opposite concept, faith above reason. And the two of them support each other. The will to receive grows more, and you, above it, build faith above reason. One who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Therefore, those great righteous ones that you hear about them, they were truly very cruel, brutal people. Such desires awakened in them, such thoughts that to an ordinary person doesn't have them. But it is according to the degree that a person needs to achieve. Therefore, well, as we learn from the Zohar, that the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill each other, it was truly so. Can you say that ordinary people who come to listen or learn some things from a teacher, they have the same desire to pull out a knife and butcher each other? And they had that. Meaning they keep adding to the person. And this is how it is until the end of correction. And before the end of correction, the desires that will surface will be the worst, the greatest. Such that, how is it possible to rise above them? How is it possible to ascribe it all to the Creator? How can you say that there is none else besides Him, that it is coming from Him, etc., etc.? Meaning, we need to realize that this work in faith above reason continues and continues until the end of correction. We will keep on going. We have another excerpt, right?
Yes, there is a continuation from the article Make for Yourself a Love and Buy Yourself a Friend. This is part two of the article. All we lack is make for yourself a Rav, to sense the greatness of the Creator. Then everyone will be able to achieve the goal, which is to adhere to Him. And we should also interpret the words of Rabbi Yoshua ben Parchia, who says three things. One, make for yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. And three, judge every person favorably in regards to love of friends. It would make sense to think that friendship relates to two people with equal skills and qualities, Since then, they find it easy to communicate, and then they unite as one. And then, quote, they helped everyone his friend, end quote. Like two people who make a partnership, and each invests equal energy, resources, and work. Then, the profits, too, are divided equally among them. However, if one is superior to the other, meaning that he invests more money, or more expertise, or more energy than the other, the division of profits is unequal too. This is called one-third partnership, or one-quarter partnership. Thus, it is not considered a real partnership, because one is of a higher status than the other. It turns out that real friendship, when each makes the necessary payment to buy his friend, is precisely when both are of equal status, and then both pay equally. It is like a corporeal business, where both of them give everything equally, or there cannot be a real partnership. Hence, buy yourself a friend, since there can be bonding when each one buys his friend, only when they are equal. But, on the other hand, it is impossible to learn from one another if one does not see that his friend is greater than he. But, if the other one is greater, he cannot be his friend, but his Rav, teacher, well, he is considered a student. At that time, he can learn knowledge or virtues from him. This is why it is said, quote, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend, end quote. Both have to exist. In other words, each one should regard the other as a friend, and then there is room for buying. This means that each must pay with concessions to the other. Like a father concedes his rest, works for his son, spends money for his son, and all is because of the love. However, there it is natural love. The Creator gave natural love for raising children, so there would be continuation and persistence to the world. If, for instance, the father would raise the children because it is a commandment, his children would have food, clothing, and other things necessary for children to the extent that a person is committed to keep all the commandments. At times, he would observe the commandments, and at times he would only do the very minimum. And his children could starve to death. This is why the Creator gave parents a natural love for their children, so there would be persistence to the world. This is not so with love of friends. Here, everyone must make great efforts by himself to create the love of friends in his heart. It is the same with, quote, and buy yourself a friend, end quote. Once he understands, at least intellectually, that he needs help, and he cannot do the holy work, to the extent that he understands it in his mind, he begins to buy, meaning to make concessions for his friend's sake. This is so because he understands that the work is primarily in bestowing upon the Creator. However, it is against his nature, because man is born with a desire to receive only for his own benefit. Hence, we were given the cure, the segula, by which to go from self-love to love of others, and by that he can arrive at the love of the Creator. Therefore, he can find a friend at his level. But afterwards, making the friend a rav, meaning for him to feel that his friend is at a higher degree, that is something that one cannot see, that his friend is like a rav and he is like a student.
But if he does not regard his friend as a rav, how can he learn from him? This is called make, meaning a mindless action. In other words, he must accept above reason that his friend is greater. And this is called make, meaning acting above reason. In the essay, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, in the essay Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, it is written, to receive the first condition, each student must feel as the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness of the Great One. Thus, he explicitly says that everyone should see himself as the smallest among all the students. And yet, how can one see oneself as the smallest of all? Here, only above reason applies. This is called make for yourself a rav, meaning that each of them is considered a rav compared to him, and he is regarded as merely a student. This is great work, since there is a rule that the other's deficiencies are always visible, whereas while his own faults are always hidden. And yet, he must regard the other as being virtuous, and that it is worthwhile for him to accept what he says or does to learn from the other's actions. However, the body does not agree to it, because whenever one must learn from another, meaning if he has high regard for the other, commits him to labor, then the body revokes the views and actions of the other, because the body wants to rest. Hence, it is better for it and more convenient for it to rule out his friend's views and actions so he will not have to make an effort. This is why it is called make for yourself a rav. It means that in order for his friend, for the friend to be your rav, you have to make it. In other words, it is not by reason, since the reason asserts otherwise, and sometimes even shows him the opposite, that he can be the rav and the other his student. This is why it is called make, meaning doing and not reasoning.
Meaning that the main thing is if we continue, and every day certainly we see new obstacles, but this is of course for us to do the making, right? And to elevate the friends to the degree of the Rav, so we can relate to the Creator in the same way, and also to build his image in the same way as the friends. You cannot relate to the Creator more than you do to the friends, or better than you do to the friends. Therefore, from the love of the creations to the love of God. And we have to see that this is how it's all built up. Otherwise, it will be in order to receive, not in order to bestow. It will always be because it is worthwhile for me. It's worthwhile for me to have a good relationship with the Creator and with the friends, with the world, I'll somehow get along. But that's not true. That's not correct. It's actually the way I regard the group that determines the way I regard the Creator. It may not seem to me that way, but it's this way exactly. The Creator cannot be important, respected, a great ruler in my estimation any more than the group is. Belsheva.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. I have a question. I'll read it. Rabash writes to us that the order is that first we have to start with make for yourself a Rav, only then buy yourself a friend. It was in the first answer. Is there a difference in the order of the work on whether you relate to the Creator or you relate to the friends?
Yes, of course, the friends come first and later the Creator. Then it's sure to be not egoistic, because you know, with respect to the Creator, everyone is willing to be greatly righteous and to treat him well, so to speak. But with the friends, not so much. That means that you're working from your ego. Whereas if you work with the friends in such a way where you restrain your ego, you fix it, you correct it, through that, you connect to the Creator. The Creator, ultimately, is the sum total of the friends. At the center of the ten, where you get to the center of the ten, when you're drawn to everyone equally and you value them and you want to adhere to them, and you feel that you yourself small and they are great, that brings you to the correct attitude towards the Creator. Otherwise, it comes from the side of the ego and has no room in holiness, in sanctity.
So the work in the ten is actually, first of all, I make a friend, and then I start to appreciate the friends as Rav, as greater than myself. Is this what you mean?
Yes, but later you do the same thing with the Creator. You buy for yourself a friend and make for yourself a Rav and so on. We will learn. Tel Aviv.
Good morning, Rav. You said that making a Rav is an action above reason.
No.
If so, buying a friend, is that within reason?
All these actions can happen within reason or above reason. It all depends on the person.
So what is the difference between the two? I didn't understand it.
Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend are two degrees of the ways in which a person relates to his environment.
And these two levels must exist with respect to each phenomena, each friend, whatever it is. Both of these relations should exist simultaneously.
One above the other, yes.
But simultaneously.
Yes.
Meaning each friend, any phenomenon, it has two hats.
I don't know about hats. You like to just go into such definitions, which I don't understand. Kavkaz.
Good morning. Can the nations of the world at some point become our friends? In the general system, you have nothing that is outside of the general adhesion, dvikut, that we have to reach everyone. And they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. This is what it says.
And my house shall be called the house of prayer for all the peoples. except that there are such people who, according to their purity, they have small vessels, and so they are capable of achieving the revelation of the Creator first. And they are called Israel, Yeshalkel, having some attraction towards that. And from all of the Babylonians, Abraham drew such people to himself, and they came to him from the little people, the small peoples and the families who were in Babylon, and they came to him because of their inclination towards Yeshalkel, towards the Creator. But of course, they have a greater desire to discover the Creator on one hand, but that desire is placed within a bigger egoistic will to receive, and so it's difficult for them, and they arrive later, the other people. And specifically, when more and more people come with larger desires, they discover the Creator on a higher degree. That's why it's written, knowledge in the nations, or knowledge in the Gentiles, believe. This division between Israel and the Gentiles, the nations of the world, is a division with respect to the revelation of the Creator. So such people who do not yet have the inclination to discover the Creator, tomorrow they may have it, but today they still don't. And today they are called Gentiles, nations. Gentile, goy, the word goy in Hebrew means a people. And so they have the great big desires to receive, great big ego, and that ego, when it joins to the revelation of the Creator, then these revelations happen in it on a very, very, in a very high intensity. So that's why it's written, knowledge in the Gentiles, believe, because that refers to all the nations of the world joining in the revelation of the Creator. And about Israel, it's written, you are the least of the people, you are the smallest. What they discover is only nefesh ruach, only galgalta enayim, the rosh of the degree, whereas the nations of the world, who are the true achab, they discover all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the great light. That's how it works.
Ukraina. Hello, Ukraina. Lo. Baltia 3. All
right, so no Ukraine. Baltia 3.
Доброе утро. Когда я достигаю центра десятки, что происходит с моим?
When I reach the center of the ten, what happens with my present I, my present self? Does it change? Does it remain on the outside somewhere? Does it become corrected?
When I attain this connection with the ten, I begin to see everything through the ten. On a degree which is higher than my own degree. And then I rise to that degree. And it may be that I later fall back to what I was, or again rise higher. But each time from where I am, from this degree, this level, I feel.
Where is the Creator in this process?
The Creator is in everything, including the creation of the vessel. He gave you the will to receive. He confused you in your will to receive. Appears to you as the ten. Who are the ten? It's the Creator dividing himself into, let's say, 10 friends, showing himself to you divided into such phenomena, such influences on you. And you need to sort it all out within yourself and to discover the integral image or character behind all of them, which is the Creator. So what do we study next?
We can study faith above reason, work in faith above reason. We have the preface, we have the last generation.
All right, so excerpt 59. Let's go to faith above reason, at least